Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to talk today about both our identity and our destiny, but I also want to talk about how living with a clear perception and conviction about who we are in Christ as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, the difference knowing that can make on a daily basis when we know who we are and where we're going, it is an anchor and a source of great strength that's rooted in understanding who God is and what God has done for us. Not first what we're supposed to do for God, what we're supposed to do with God in the Holy Spirit is very important to know. But we can't do any of that even fruitfully without first knowing what he's done for us and who he has made us to be. And I think one of the great challenges today and what gets manifested in a culture that's clearly struggling, in a country and a civilization that's in upheaval and lots of division, it's upsetting for people. The situation of the church, its fragility, its the weakness that's being exposed in her, its decline, all of that can have the effect of working on something that's in each of us anyway, a battle that's in each of us, a battle of who am I? Why am I here? Does life have meaning? Does my life have meaning? Does my life have value? Where can I find fulfillment, happiness, the rest of it? How can I reach the greatness that this longing for greatness that I have in my life, what does it mean? And where can I find it? All this sort of stuff that's going on inside us can be a source of struggle, anxiety, discouragement, because we feel like we're not laying hold of those fundamental questions and those truths. And the answer is being able to live in the awareness of who God is and what God has done for us, the reality of it. It's not just a mind game that we play with ourselves to like simply just positive thinking. Well, just go through these habits of positive thinking. It'll make it work. Nothing wrong with positive thinking. But we're talking about a reality that positive thinking ought to mean for the Christian, that what I'm doing is I'm yielding to the Holy Spirit who's giving me an understanding of who I am in Jesus, what my real identity is and what actually happened to me in my baptism, my confirmation, the new man, the new creation that I've become. It's not just a thought, it's a reality that in the Spirit we're meant to experience, and it's meant to bring about life transformation, which is a lifelong journey. It doesn't just happen overnight for anybody, even after a major conversion experience, a Pauline conversion experience. It's a lifelong reality. So the reading from Monday, yesterday at Mass, and if, by the way, if you didn't have a chance to tune into yesterday's program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right on your computer, download them on whatever device you have to listen to them at your leisure. I'd encourage you to get our app, Renewal Ministries app at renewalministries.net. It'll give you instant access to everything that we have to give, that we really feel like the Lord's putting into us to be able to give out to you. In some ways, just to let you know what Renewal Ministries is, it's a ministry dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. And at the heart of it is a team of people who just feel deeply called to what we're doing. We feel Jesus himself is just calling us through our baptism and the rest to engage the new evangelization and the mission of the church. But what we give out is what we feel like the Lord is giving us and what we're sharing together in our life here in a sort of a spiritual family, really, who just trying to live out our life as Catholics, to radically pursue the Lord the best we can, to help each other do that, and then just to feed on whatever the Lord gives us and to be able to give it away. We do that through the television programs, the choices we face, Food for the Journey, the radio show, this show, and on the website, you'll find inspiring talks, lots of informative articles, our monthly newsletter, I think, which is quite encouraging for many people, just engaging blogs and the rest. So go ahead and download our app, and it'll make it most convenient for you. But the reading yesterday at Mass was one of these both very inspiring, but at the same time, very, very challenging experience that as Paul talks about his experience of following the Lord and the trials that he encounters. And I want to read it to you kind of slowly to let it sink in a little bit, because at least this is how I draw life from this, from Paul's experience. And I compare it to my own in this way. I'm acutely aware of how the circumstances of my life, almost on a daily basis, can affect my confidence in God, can upset the apple cart, you know, can lose my peace, I can lose my focus, I can get discouraged easily, start scratching your head, you know, where is God, you know, that kind of thing. Because life is hard. I mean, it is at times very difficult and filled with lots of trials. But Paul, living through trials much worse than mine, is able to find in the midst of those trials profound meaning and understanding. It's clear he's not walking around thinking, why is this happening to me? Where's God? If God loved me, this wouldn't be happening. Does he love me? He probably doesn't love me. Maybe I've done something wrong. Maybe he's abandoned me. Maybe he's not even real. All those temptations, which is what the enemy wants to do in the midst of trial and difficulty and disappointment in life, he wants to stand there. He wants to accuse God. He wants to accuse us of our sin and weakness. He wants to get us to give up, to quit, to back away, which obviously is the worst thing we could possibly do. But here's Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. It's a bit of a lengthy reading, but let's take a look at it. Brothers and sisters, as your fellow workers, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. This is essentially what we're talking about. The grace of God. The grace of God is what God's gift to us of the new life of Christ in us. We are united to God by God's mercy, through faith, through baptism, repentance and baptism, entering his church. We've been given a share in the kingdom of God. This is all God's gift. The beloved Apostle John said, he gave us power to become children of God, which is just full of implications of meaning and purpose and integration and authenticity, and all this stuff is all caught up into becoming what we're actually made for. So he's saying, don't receive this grace in vain. In an acceptable time, I heard you, and on the day of salvation, I helped you. It's a quote from the Old Testament. He says, behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything. He's talking now about his ministry. And every day for Paul, says, today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to both live in that grace, if you've already received it, or it's the day to receive that grace and gift of God for the first time. But he says, we cause no one to stumble in anything, in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything, we commend ourselves as ministers of God. How does he commend himself as a minister of God? You know, he's writing to people that he evangelized and he helped raise up, and he mentored them. He's building a church, he built a church, right? So he said, we commend ourselves as ministers of God. How does he do that? He says, through much endurance, in afflictions, in hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, and fasts, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise, we are treated as deceivers, yet truthful, as unrecognized, yet acknowledged, dying, and behold, we live, as chastised, and yet not put to death, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. That's a mouthful. And there's a month of teaching right there in that passage. But let's break, I'm just going to try to touch on a couple of items from it. So Paul is saying, he's teaching us, you know, he begins by saying, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Grace of God, this gift of salvation that comes to us in the gift, in baptism, when we're born again by water and the Spirit, having heard the gospel, you know, living in repentance, being united to Christ and his body in the church, right? So how do you live that out, and what would the circumstances be like? Paul describes his own. He says, what we try to do, what we seek to do among you, is to commend ourselves as ministers of God, to present ourselves to you as ministers of God. And how do we, what does that look like? Well, we live with endurance and affliction. Endurance is a word that's very common in the New Testament, especially the book of Revelation. You know, and there's a constant exhortation to say, he who endures till the end, you know, will gain the great crown. So there's an expectation that this is going to be difficult. And so Paul's got that clear in his mind. So when he lists off what he actually is living through, he's not in the place of saying, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. I want to have, you know, I don't want this kind of life. You know, what's wrong? Where's God? I want more comfort. I want more success. I want more security. I want more this, that. I want all that. And if I don't get it, something's wrong and I'm upset. I'm discouraged. I'm depressed. You know, I'm fearful. I'm lonely. I'm unhappy. Paul's talking about facing hardships I've personally have never faced. Certainly other people in life have faced them. The kind of list he's got here. But he's not saying, wait a minute, something's gone wrong. This isn't fair. Why is it happening to me? Right? Which is very common, a common human, fallen human response, but I think it's also a common American response because we're so used to comfort. We're so used to living on our kind of one-track mind is, let's pursue happiness, and what the pursuit of happiness is the acquisition of things, possessions, things, and, you know, entertainment, always seeking something that's bigger, better, more comfortable. It's about me. It's about my brand. It's about whatever it is. Paul's not on the track that is typical for Americans. And so he says he's enduring. And endurance is he's enduring in the Holy Spirit, which is important to be able to see. And so he said he's enduring in afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, and fasts. There's a description of the normal Christian life. What do you think about that? Let me just read that again. He knows he's called to endure. He knows Jesus told him that if you're going to be my disciple, you're going to walk in my footsteps, and what happened to me is going to happen to you. So he's not surprised. So what does his life look like? It's filled with affliction, hardship, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, and fasts. Did you know you signed up for that? To follow in Jesus' footsteps includes some of this stuff. It may not all come to you in your life. It may not all come to me. But we shouldn't be surprised when it does. But the reality is we almost always are. We're surprised by anything that even approaches this, as if something has gone wrong. That's where we need the grace of God, and we need a renewed mind. I want to talk about this more tomorrow, friends. I hope you can join me. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you can subscribe to our podcast.